The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha is Parshas Chayisora. Torah tells us in this week's Parsha, the episode of Avraham sending Eliezer to choose a wife for his son Yitzchok. The Torah tells us in Perechov Dalet, Avraham zokin bo bayomim, v'ashem beirach es Avraham bakol. Avraham was old, he was getting along in his days, and Hashem blessed Avraham with everything. And Rashi says that means that he had a son, and since he had a son, he had to marry him off. V'ayim Avraham el Abdei. And Avraham said to his servant Zakan Beisoy Hameshul Bechola Shalei. This was the elder servant of his house who ruled over the entire household. Sim Yotko Tachas Yerechi. And he tells him to make an oath and that he'll go back to his family's home and look for a bride, a shidduch, for Yitzchok. And then the Torah tells us the entire episode. When Eliezer came to this city, Aram Naraim, and he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me a sign that I'll know that this is the right one for my master's son. So he said, Vayimar Hashem Elekei Adoni Avraham. Hakrei no lefone hayim v'asei chesedim Adoni Avraham. So he said a prayer to Hashem, that Hashem should lead him in the right way. Hinei hanechi nitzov al ein hamoyim. He says, I'm standing by the well of waters. And the daughters of the people of the city are coming to draw water. And when it comes to the young girl that I will say, please give me, tip your jug and give me to drink. And she will say, v'gam gemalecho ashkeh. And she will say, drink, and also I will give water to your camels. Then I say, Hechachtel Abdecholi Yitzchok, then this will be the one who has proven that she should be the bride for Yitzchok. Uva Eidak Yosiso Chesedim Adoni. And then I will know that you have done Chesed, kindliness for my master. And this is exactly what happened. A girl came, very beautiful young girl, and she went down to the well, and Eliezer ran and he said, Hagmini no me'at mai mikadeh, give me some of your, a little water from your jug. And she said, Shisei Adoni. And then Vatchalash Kesei, and after he finished drinking, Vatomer gam legmalecho eshov. And then she said that I will also give drink to your camels. And she went, he had actually 10 camels with him, and she went and she drew water for all of the camels. Now, the question is why did he use this as a test to determine if this is the right one for Yitzchok, the son of Abraham? Why did he use this test and not any other test? Rashi tells us, he said, Ruhi lei shetei gemeles chasodim. I want to know if she will be a gemeles chasodim. I want to know if she will be a bales chesed, a woman who is full of chesed. Chesed is kindliness. And if she is, kedailin chones bebeis shel Avraham. And if she is, then she's fit for the house of Avraham. This is what Rashi tells us. Now this evening, let's clarify this a little more. We find by Avraham two great features. One is that of Gemilas Chesed. From Avraham we learn Chesed. And he is called the Amud HaChesed, the pillar of Chesed, the pillar of kindliness. A few examples of this is last week's Sedra in the beginning of Parshas Vayera. This is the whole story of the three angels coming to visit Avraham And there Abraham did chesed, both be gufei be memena. Physically he did kindliness for them, and with his possessions he did kindliness. He ran out to meet them, and he made them comfortable, and he brought them water, and he brought them food, and so forth and so on. And from there is the pillar. We learn out the pillar of Achnosis Orchim, how a Jew should take care of an Erech, a traveler. This is one example, and on this the Gemara elaborates a great deal. We've spoken in length on all of these things before. Another example is also in Parshas Vayiro, in Perechof Aleph, Lamed Gimel. It states, Vayita Eshel Bever Shova. Abraham planted an Eshel in Be'er Shova. What was the Eshel? So Rashi tells us, he brings this from the Chazal, it's also in the Ovis Rav Nosson, Rav and Shmuel. There are two opinions between Rav and Shmuel. Charoma Pardes, one said it was an orchard. Lohavi Mimeno Peres Le'orchim Besuda. He planted a great orchard in Be'er Sheva, and the orchard was full of all types of good fruits. And why did he do this? In order that there would be good fruits to bring to all of the travelers. And another one says it was a pundik lachsanya, was actually a place of lodging. Place of lodging, a hotel that he put on the roads. And this was for the purpose of travelers, and he would fill it with all kinds of good fruits and good food. So Abraham was the Baal Chesed, he was interested in doing good for others. So this is one feature of Abraham, which, as mentioned, we could talk and say many shurim on this, as we've done in the past years, but we just want to just recall this feature. Another great feature in Abraham is that we find that he and Sarah were great marbitzei Torah. They were great teachers of Torah. This we said a shir on a few weeks ago. And an example of that is in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, where it states, "V'sanefesh asher osu b'chorav," that when they left their home, and they left the city of Chorav, and they went to Eretz Yisrael, they took with them many, many people that they had made, many souls that they had made, l'shabido l'raiso, the sages say, that they had taught Torah to. They went in the land where they lived, in the land they traveled to, and in Eretz Canaan, Eretz Yisrael, and they taught Torah to all types of people. Avraham Megayeres Anoshim, Besorah Megayeres Es Anoshim. They taught Torah, and they brought the people to recognize and to serve Hashem. Doesn't mean that they taught the entire Torah, but they taught at least the mitzvahs of the Bnei Noach, that all of the nations were commanded in. At that time, the nations had forgotten that there was a creator in the world. And as mentioned, the Rambam writes, what kind of Marbitz Tater was he? He had tens of thousands of followers, Abraham and Sarah. Another example is the pasuk that we just quoted in the middle of Vayera, Vayita Eshel Bever Shova, Vayikro Shom B'Shem Hashem Kil Olam. And there Abraham called out in the name of Hashem, who was the God of the world. What does this mean? So Rashi tells us, through this orchard, or through this hotel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name became known to everyone. Because, la'acha sheikh l'mishesim, after people would come and eat and drink, omar lehem, baruch l'misho achal t'mishalei. So he would tell the people, now say thank you to who you ate from. So they would say thank you to Abraham. So he said, you're not eating from my food, you're eating from the food of the creator of the world. And through this he would teach them who the creator was, and they would thank him and bless him. So this is what is meant, that there he called out in the name of Hashem, the creator, of the God of the world. Another example is in last week's Sedra, in Vayera, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to destroy Sodom and Amorah, So he said, how can I conceal this from Avraham? This is in Bereishis Yudkes, Pasuk Yudkes. Avraham is going to be the great nation, and he will be blessed from all of the nations of the world. Ki yodativ. Yodativ means, the Targum says, Ari goli kadomai. I have revealed myself to Avraham, or I have brought Avraham close to me. I have chosen him. Why? Because I know that he will teach his sons and his entire household after him. To guard the way of Hashem, to do charity and to do justice. So here the Torah tells us, actually reveals to us, why did Hashem choose Avraham more than anyone else? Rashi tells us, Lomi Yadativ, why have I chosen him and brought him close? Because Lefishu Mitzabes Bonov Alai Lishmo Drochai, Darki, because he will assure that his sons and his household will follow in my ways. He will teach them Torah. So here are a few examples that Avraham also was the great teacher of Torah. Now, at first glance, it would seem that these two great features are not linked with one another. One, that he did chesed, he was a source of doing kindliness, and another, that he went and spread Torah in the world. However, we do find that these two attributes are linked together. The Gemara Masechta Sukkah tells us, Modern Sechta Sukkah in Perek Lulav Arova, at the end of Perek Lulav Arova, Daf Mem Teson and Beis, the Gemara says, brings a posuk from Mishlei. The end of Mishlei. Pasuk we're all familiar with because it's in the Eishes Kayel, which we say on Friday night. Her mouth opens with wisdom, and the Torah of loving kindness is on her tongue. And the Gemara asks, what does it mean, and the Torah of loving kindness is on her tongue? This would refer to a special Torah on her tongue. And it's a Torah of loving kindness. The Gemara wants to know, is there a Torah of loving kindness and a Torah not of kindness? The Gemara brings that the Torah begins with an act of kindliness. When Hashem made clothing for Adam and Chava, for the first man and woman, and the Torah ends with an act of kindliness, Hashem went and buried Mesha, to tell us that the Torah is all chesed. So what does it mean that this Torah, she has Torah chesed, a Torah of chesed? Every kind of Torah is this way. So the Gemara gives two answers. We're interested in the second answer. Iko di amri Torah lalamdo zuhi Torah shel chesed, shelo lalamdo zuhi Torah she'en shel chesed. A Torah which one learns to teach to others, that's called Teres Chesed, a Torah of kindliness. A Torah which one learns for himself and not to teach to others, that's not called a Teres Shel Chesed. Zuhi Teres She'en Shel Chesed. That's a Torah that's not of Chesed. So therefore, when it's referring to Pio Poscho B'chochma V'seiris Chesed Al-Lashona, that she will open her mouth with wisdom, and there'll be a Torah of chesed on her mouth. It's speaking that she opens her mouth with wisdom to teach Torah, and therefore her Torah is a Torah of chesed. So here we see that the one, even though the Torah in essence is full of goodness and kindliness, but the one who studies Torah for himself that the Torah that he acquires is not called a Torah Shel Chesed. It's called the Torah She'eino Shel Chesed. It's not Torah Chesed. But one who studies Torah to teach, then that Torah is called a Torah Chesed. It becomes a different Torah. It's a Torah Chesed. So here we see explicitly that there's a link between this pillar of Chesed, of loving kindness, and Harbosis Torah, teaching Torah. What is the explanation? The explanation is as follows. The Midas HaChesed, the quality of kindness, this is the quality of giving to others. Giving to others from oneself and giving to others from one's possession. Like the Gemara tells us, Bein Begufei, Bein Bememeino. You can do chesed with oneself, you can do chesed with one's possessions. But the ultimate of this giving is a giving which is the ultimate of good. Because he gives for one purpose. And that is because he wants to do good to someone else. Do good for someone else. This is the ultimate of chesed. If a person gives because he wants to receive something in return, that's not chesed. Chesed is giving. That's taking. See? I do you a favor because I know you'll do me a favor back. I invite you over because I know that you'll invite me over. I'll give you a good business deal because I know in return it'll be good for my business. See, that's not chesed. Because the principle of chesed is a total giving. That's a giving to take, to receive. That's receiving, that's not giving. And chesed is even more than that. Chesed is where one gives not because he has to, and not because the deen requires it, not because he's bound by demands or he's bound by laws. The ultimate of chesed is where a person does good to his fellow man for the mere purpose because he wants to do good for him. That's why we have the expression in Yiddish, it actually comes from the Hebrew word, but we have the expression in Yiddish that when you do a favor to someone, it's called do a teva for him. See? A favor is a teva. What is a teva? Okay. You're doing something for him, you're doing a goodness for him. Tova is the word good. You're doing a goodness for him. You're not doing it for what you'll receive. You're not doing it because you have to do it. You do it because you want him to share some of the goodness you have, so therefore you give it. This is chesed at its best. This is the ultimate of chesed. Therefore, this is why the Gemara says, Ezehu Chosid, one of the highest levels that a person can attain in righteousness is called Chosid in the Gemara. It says, Ezehu Chosid, Hamis Chaseid, Chosid comes from the word Chesed. Hamis Chaseid Imacherim. He who can give Chesed to someone else, then he is the Chosid. He can give of himself to someone else. He can share of himself to someone else. He can share of his possessions to someone else. Now, therefore, chesed is the ultimate in goodness. And chesed is a declaration that if a person does it, then he's a good person. Because to do goodness with someone else, you have to be a good person. A person that has no goodness in him cannot give goodness to someone else. So if you see people who can never give to others, they can never share with others, it's a sign that they do not have goodness in themselves. This is why they can't give it away. On the other hand, if you see a person who always wants to do good for others, in Yiddish you call that person a gutter, he always wants to do good for others, that's a sign that he's full of goodness. And therefore he wants to, and he has to share it with others. And it's a further sign. It's a sign that not only is he a good person, but he's full of goodness. Like if you take a cup that's overflowing, so it has to give to someone else. He's overflowing with goodness, what he has to give to someone else. And therefore chesed is called the ultimate in good. See? What's a chosid? That level of chesed is, the Gemara holds, it's one of the highest levels, according to one opinion, it's the highest level a person can attain. So what is it? The Gemara says, someone who constantly does chesed with others. This is a sign that he has so much goodness in himself that he constantly wants to share it with others. He gives to others. Therefore, this is a chosid, from the word chesed. And then further, the motivation starts in himself. The motivation doesn't come from any other place. Nobody forces him to do it. You can't force someone to do it and call that the ultimate goodness. The motivation starts in himself. He does it because he wants to do it. So this is the ultimate in what we call chesed. The fact is, it's higher. It's a higher level. There are different levels in chesed. For example, rachamim, compassion, is not that high. Rachamim, to have compassion, is a tremendous level. See. But there already you do it because you feel you have to do it. You identify with the person's sorrow, with the person's problems, and you have compassion. The same thing, stoker, the Gemara says, is laniyim, for the poor. The need is there. The need demands. The demand is there. The demand requires that you do. So it's not originates, the motivation doesn't originate in yourself. Gemara says chesed is greater than stoker, because stoker is limited to the poor, while chesed is for everyone. So this is chesed at its highest level. The Gemara tells us, the Mishnah tells us, le ama oretz chosid. An ama oretz is what the Gemara explains as an ignorant boor. See? A very crude individual who is contrary to Torah. An ignoramus, a crude individual, a boorish individual. This is an amoritz. And the Mishnah says, Le amoritz chosid. An amoritz cannot be a chosid. He cannot reach this level. Why is this? So the Maral explains, because this level is not a physical level. You'll never find this level in the physical world. You won't find it amongst animals. If you'll find what an animal will do good for another animal, a mother will take care of its young and so forth and so on, that's not chesed. That's instinctive. They have to do. It's not something that they choose to do good because they want to share their goodness with someone else or something else. This is instinctive. They have to do. And you'll never find this ability to give in the physical world. The source of the physical world is the earth. The earth has no ability to give. The earth is a recipient. The earth receives rainfall. The earth receives seeds. When it grows, this is just the reaction from receiving. This is not causative, this is effective. See? If you put water in the ground, and you put seeds in the ground, and you put work into the ground, then something will come out of the ground. So these are all of the reactions of what you did, or what other forces did. But in its own right to give, that's not a physical level. And therefore, an amoritz, a very boorish person who has fallen into the physical world, physical level, he lacks this power of giving. Now, we find, the Gemara tells us like this. If somebody studies Torah, This is a very great level. He's learning Torah from Hashem. When a person learns Torah, he is learning it from Hashem, because Torah is given into the world from Hashem. And even though he rises above the physical level, he becomes a very Odom Sichli, a very spiritual being, but he's not a giver, he's a recipient. He's receiving Torah, so he's a recipient. The Gemara tells us, someone who learns Torah and he teaches others Torahs, he teaches others Torah, this is even a higher level. That person now is not a recipient of Torah, but he's a giver of Torah also. He is giving. He is doing chesed with his spirit. He's not only giving from his body, he's not giving from his physical possessions, but he's giving from himself, he's giving from his spirit, he's giving from his soul. So to teach Torah, this is a chesed, and the highest form of chesed, where you share what you have with others, you give, and you give from yourself, and you give at the highest level. You give at the level of the seichel, the level of the intellect, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah to others. Not only that, but you become, now you identify yourself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Hashem. Because Hashem is a giver of Torah. If an individual becomes a giver of Torah, he's not only a learner of Torah, a recipient, but he identifies with his Hashem as a giver of Torah. They say on Reb Chaim Volozhiner, the great Talmud of the Gaon, he used to always sign his name Chaim the Malamed, the teacher. And some used to ask him that, why did he sign his name like that? Why did he refer to himself as a Malamed? He was a great Rav, and he was a great Rosh Yeshiva. See, why did he merely call himself a Malamed? So he said, what's wrong with that name? He says, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Because on HaKadosh Baruch Hu it says, a Malamed Teira Lama Yisrael. He's the one who teaches Torah to his nation. So he says, how can there be anything wrong with that? Now, therefore, if a person learns Torah for himself, that's called Torah, but that's a Torah she'ein shel chesed. If a person learns Torah to give it away, that becomes a Torah shel chesed. The Gemara in Bava Tzia states as follows. In the Perek HaSeicher HaSapeilim, Daf Pehe, the Gemara says, Omar Av Yehuda, Omar Av, Yamle Omar Bechir Barab, Omar Bechnan, Yamle Omar Bishmul Banachmeni, Omar Bechnan. Kol HaMalamed is Ben Chavere Teira, whoever teaches the son of his fellow man Torah, Zeche v'yeshe b'yeshiv shalmal. He will be Zeche not only to be part of the yeshiva of this land, but of the yeshiva shalmal, but of the yeshiva of the world above. There are two worlds. There's this world, the Eilam HaTachtein, then there's an Eilam Elyena. It's a higher world. Just like the Gemara tells us, there's a Yushlaim Shalmata, Yushlaim Shalmala, there's Yerushalayim here. And exactly above it, in this higher world, there's a Yerushalayim. The Gemara tells us, there's a Beis HaMikdash Shalmata, and a Beis HaMikdash Shalmala, there's a temple here and a temple above. So is there a yeshivas. There are yeshivas here, and there's a yeshiva Shalmala. Fact is, before Kol Nidre, every Yom Kippur, we say, B'yeshiva Shalmala, B'yeshiva Shalmata, B'yeshiva Shalmala. The yeshivas here, that's where all The Chachomim and the Talmidim come together to learn Torah. What is the Yeshiva Shilmalo? Yeshiva Shilmalo is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu learns Torah. He learns Torah. State someone who teaches Torah in this world, Leben Chaveri, to his fellow man's son, he will be Zeicher to be a member not of the Yeshiva Shilmato, but of the Yeshiva Shilmalo, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshiva. How do we know this? The Gemara says. So bring some Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu, in Tesvov, Perek Tesvov, Posuk Yutes. Lachen ko amar Hashem. Yirmiyahu said, this is what Hashem told me. Im Toshuv. That if I, Yirmiyahu's job was to go and rebuke the people. What did he rebuke them with? With Divrei Torah. He didn't tell them. He told them Torah. He came and he would talk to the people and rebuke them and give them shurim. And he would teach them Torah and tell them what they're supposed to be doing, what the Torah says. So Hashem said, "Im toshuv, if you will teach my people Torah and you bring them back to me with your Torah, then vashiv cholofonai ta'amod. And I will bring you to me and you will stand in front of me." What does it mean, you will stand in front of me? The Yeshiva Shilmala. That if you teach Torah to my people and you will bring them back to me, then I will put you in front of me in my yeshiva. See, you will be a member of the Yeshiva Shilmala. Then the Gemara goes further. And the Gemara says, "V'chol amalamed es ben amoritz teira." What happens if you teach the son of a boor Torah? This is what we were speaking about before. Here you have a man who's not only an ignoramus, but he's a boor. He's not only not the Mishnah, but Mikro, the Mishnah, not the Derech Eretz either, like we learned last week. He's a boorish person, or even a Rosh, a wicked person. And you teach his son Torah, that's even a higher level. Then, afilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu gezek zeirem avat l'bishviloi. Then even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes decrees, you are great enough to reverse those decrees. And this is from the rest of that same pasuk, because it states, "Vim teitzi yokor mizeilo." Rashi explains, and if you will take out yokor mizeilo, vim teitzi odem hogon meodem rosho, if you will bring out a good person from a bad person with your Torah, kefi siya, then in accordance to your mouth it shall be. So this is what Hashem told you, Yirmiyahu. He says, "Im toshuv, if with your Torah you will bring people back to me, vashiv cholofonai tamod, then I will put you in front of me and you will stand. You will stand in my yeshiva." So from there we learn that if you teach someone Torah, and he accepts the Torah, see, he learns the Torah, and it makes him a better person, then you will become a member of the yeshiva Shalmala, you become a member of Hashem's yeshiva. V'im teitzi yokom izeilel. And if you will, with your Torah, you will make a person, a good person, who is a son of a bad person, then kefi sihia, then in accordance to your mouth it shall be, that even if I make decrees, you can reverse them. This is what the Gemara brings. So the Maral in the Chiddush HaAgodas explains, in accordance to what we're saying. Someone who learns Torah, that's a very high level, someone who learns Torah. But that is for himself. That's not a Teiris Chesed. And, therefore, he's a recipient. And if he's a recipient, that still has to do with this world. Because this world, the physical world, is always on the receiving end. Physical world cannot be totally on the giving end. So he'll have a place, the yeshiva shalmato. He'll have a place in the earthly yeshivas. You'll find many people in the earthly yeshivas that learn Torah, which is a great level. But someone who learns Torah and he gives that to others, so that's a combination of Torah and Chesed, and that's totally giving. That's a spiritual level. It's a double spiritual level. First of all, it's a spiritual level of Torah. Secondly, it's a spiritual level of Chesed, of giving. He's giving from his soul. He's giving from his mind to others. And the fact that it spreads shows that it's not limited. And that's always a sign of the spirit. The spirit is not limited. Physical is always limited. And then he'll have a place in the Yeshiva Shel Malach. He becomes similar to Hashem, because this is what a Kodesh Baruch Hu does. A Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Malam Eteir Alam Yisrael. He's the one who gives Torah. So he says, Lefonai Tamo, then you'll have a place by me, be Yeshiva Shel Malach. If with your Torah, your Torah will even reach a Ben HaMa'oretz, it will even reach the son of ignorant boors and the sons of wicked people. It will even reach them and bring them back to me. That shows that your Torah is totally unlimited. It's beligvul. Generally, there's only so far a person's influence can reach. But if your influence, if your Torah reaches even there, it's totally unlimited. This is a sign that it's even a higher spiritual level. Then it's higher than my decrees. It'll be higher than my gzeiros. And kefisiyah, then it's accordance to your mouth. If I'll make a decree, you can revert it. This is what the Gemara tells us. And here we see how great is the level of Torah's chesed, of marbitz teira, of spreading Torah to others, especially if it goes all over without any limitations. Now the Baral says, it says, "Kol ha'malam eteira leben chaveiro," whoever teaches Torah to the son of his fellow man. Now that's specifically. That's a greater level than teaching Torah to your own son. Even though teaching Torah to your own son is from the greatest mitzvahs of the Torah, Mishinantum Levanecho. But Ben Chaveira is even a higher level. The son of their fellow man is higher. Why? Because your own son is part of you. Bro Karadabur. A son is an extension of the father. So when you teach Torah to your own son, it's true. It goes beyond you, but it's still part of you. But when you teach Torah to others, then it's spreading. Then you're giving it away. You're giving it to others. And then it becomes this great Torah's chesed. There's another Gemara here on Bob Messiah. This is on Pehe Amr Aleph, on Pehe Amr Beis, which we had the opportunity to speak about not long ago, which the Maral continues to explain with this principle. The Gemara brings that Reish Lakish have a Mitzayin Marosa de Rabbonin. Reish Lakish was going around to the caves where the great sages were buried in, and he wanted to make boundaries around them so the Kohanim and people would know that here people are buried, and they would know where to go and where not to go. When he went to find the cave of Reb Chiya, the great Reb Chiya, and Reb Chiya was a great marbitz teira, he was a great teacher of Torah, he looked and looked and couldn't find it, spent days looking for it, and for some reason he just couldn't find the cave where Reb Chiya was buried. Finally, he came to the conclusion that it's not just through coincidence he's not finding it, but it must be that it's meant that he shouldn't find it. It must mean that Reb Chiya was at a much higher level than him, and he wasn't a great enough individual to be able to find his burial place. And Cholish Daita, and he became shaken up through this. And he says, Omar Ribbeinu Shel Olam, he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why was Rav Chiya considered so much greater than me? Lo pipalti, le pipalti tere kemesoi. Reish Lakish was the great mefalpel in Torah. He was the great debater of Torah. And he said, didn't I debate Torah as well as Rav Chiya? Yotz baskol ve'omru lei. So a voice from heaven came down and said, tere kemesoi pipaltu. You debated Torah as well as Rav Chiya, but Tere Kemeisa Lady Vatstra. But you didn't teach Torah as well as Rav Chiya, and therefore you won't find where he's buried. He's a higher level than you. So the Moral explains. Pilpul, he says, that's the Talmud. That's the Gemara. What is the Gemara? The Gemara is the debate. For what purpose? And the Gemara is quite, all of you, whoever learned Gemara will know that the Gemara is quite a debate. Okay? The Gemara is the debate for what purpose? To bring out the clarity of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is the halacha. Okay? The Mishnah are the facts and the statements. And the Gemara is the debate, the kusha v'tiritz, and the shakli v'tayu, to bring out the clarity of the Mishnah, and to bring out the truth of the Mishnah. So he says, Pilpul Tatora is an extraordinary great level. That's a further spiritual level. Because that is to be Meitzi Dover Mitech Dover. That's what the Chazal refer to as Bina. There's Chochma. Chochma is your mass of wisdom. But then there's Bina. Bina is to be meitzi dover mitech dover, to divide, to analyze, see, to bring out one thing from the other. And that's the purpose of the Gemara of the Talmud. To bring out the deeper wisdom which is withheld in the Mishnah through the pilpul, through the debate of the Gemara. And this is a higher spiritual level. This is similar to wine. You have a grape. The grape's like the Mishnah. And if you crush it and you treat it properly, so you can bring out the wine from it. So this is what the pilpul of the Talmud does to the Mishnah. And wine is something which is a lesser physical state than the grape. So this is what Reish Lakish said. Why is Reb Chiya on such a higher level than I am? Reish Lakish was known as the great Baal Pilpul. He was the great debater of Torah. Lo pipalti Torah kemeisei. Didn't I debate Torah as good as him? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, you're right. Pipalti Torah kemeisei. You are the great debater of Torah. And you brought the best wine out of the Mishnah through your great debates. You did as well as Reb Chiya, but Reb Chiya is still at a higher level than you, because lo hibatz to Torah kemeisei, because he taught Torah to many. He taught Torah to more people than you did, and that's a higher level than even the pilpul haTorah. Because it is true that when you debate the Torah, so you'll bring the wine of the Torah from the grapes of the Torah. But when you teach the Torah to others, then this is even a further state of spreading Torah without limits. And this was Reb Chiya. And therefore he said, don't bother looking for where he's buried, because you won't be able to find him. The Gemara brings, while we're here, we'll make mention of it. The Gemara tells us, why was Reb Chiya considered such a great Marbit Torah, such a great teacher of Torah? So the Gemara tells us, it states, there was one time that Reb Chanina and Reb Chiya, ki havi minsuch Reb Chanina v'Reb Chiya, One time when Reb Hanina and Reb Chia, they were two colleagues, they were debating in Torah. Omale Reb Hanina Reb Chia Bahari Didi Kominsis. So Reb Hanina said to Reb Chia, he says, are you debating with me in Torah? He says, you don't stand a chance. Has v'sholem imishtach ha-terem Yisrael mahadran lo mipipule. He says, if Torah would ever be forgotten from Israel, I would return it to Israel with my tremendous debate, with my tremendous pilpul. So therefore Reb Hanina told Reb Chia, don't debate Torah with me. Omale Reb Chia Reb Hanina. So Reb Chia answered Reb Hanina. He says, Bahadi didi kom minseis. He says, are you debating and arguing Torah with me? The abdi latere de le tishtach mi Israel. He says, I myself saved Torah from being forgotten from Israel. My avidno. So he says, what did I do? He says, Azlino, at one time when he saw that Torah was being forgotten from many towns, what did he do? He said, I went, Vishadino Kishna, I went and planted flax, the Gadilna Nishbe, and from the flax I wove nets, with Saidono Tave, and with the nets I went and trapped deer, Umachilna Bisraele Yasme. And then I went to villages that they were poor Jewish orphans, and I fed them the meat of the deer, Varichna Migilta, and from the skins of the deer I made books, the Kastvona Chamisha Chumshe, and on the books I wrote the Chumish, the Selikna Lemasa, and I went to a city where there were no teachers, Umakrina Chamisha Yunuke Bechamisha Chumshe, and I taught five children. I gave them each one of the books of Chumash that I wrote to five children, and I taught them Chumash. Umasnino Shisi Yunuke Shisa Sidre, and then I took six other children, and I taught them each. I taught them the Shisa Sidre. I taught them the six parts of the Mishnah. V'aman Elohu, and then I told all the children at the Hadrona Vasina Akri Adodi. He said, "I'm going to another town now. Till I come back, you all learn with each other and teach each other." We asnu had teach each other chumash, we asnu hadodi and teach each other Mishnah. The adil aleteret leitishtachach Israel, and because of this, I saved Torah from being lost. Hayne domar Rebbe. Now at that time, the greatest Jew, the greatest sage in Israel, was Rebbe Yehuda Anossi. Rebbe Yehuda Anossi was the one who compiled the entire Mishnah. And the Rebbe said on this person, on Reb Chia, kama gedeli maisechia. How great are the deeds of Chia. Omele Rebbe Shmuel b'Rebbe Yehuda afilu mimar. And Rebbe Shmuel said to Rebbe, are his deeds even as great as yours? Omele ein. He said, yes. See? They are even as great as mine. So this was Rebbe Chia. So Rebbe Chia was the Marbitz Torah. He was the spreader of Torah. And even though the great Baal Pilpul, the one who can analyze the Torah and go into the depths of the Torah and be made sidover and be taken over, he can bring out the secrets of the Torah, the secrets of the Mishnah through his debate, and through this he brings Torah and himself to towering spiritual heights, because this is just the opposite of the physical level of the world. This is the wine from the grapes. But still he did not reach the level of Rav Chia, who did more. But he took the Torah that he had and he spread it without limits to all of Israel, which is even on a higher spiritual level. And this was the Teres Chesed. And this is what the Gemara said, that person would be Zeicher to sit in the Yeshiva Shalmala. Not only he would have a place in this Yeshiva, in the Yeshiva Shalmata, but in the Yeshiva Shalmala, in the Yeshiva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he's a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's on that level. Now, now we see the link between these features and Avraham. From one aspect, Avraham was the pillar of chesed, of doing kindliness to all of the people, with himself and with his possessions. From another aspect, Ian Sora were the great teachers of Torah. These were not two features. This is all one feature. Avraham was the pillar of Chesed. He was the giver in the ultimate. He gave and he gave and he gave. When it came to his money, he gave. When it came to his possessions, he gave. When it came to himself, Rotz el Boker, he ran to the cattle, he gave. When it came to his Torah, he gave. Everything that he had, there were no limits. He wanted everyone to share from this goodness. This was Abraham. There were not two features, it was one feature. This was the Amud HaChesed. Now this giving, is the opposite of what we would call din. Din is law. See, what is just and right? Din and emes. Because din and emes tells us that what belongs to you belongs to you. What belongs to Reuben is Reuben, and what belongs to Shimon is Shimon. See, that's what the Shuras HaDin tells us. Giving tells us that even though it belongs to me, I want to give it to Shimon. So these are two contrary qualities. And that's why it states, the Gemara tells us, Eze a chosid, who's a chosid? Someone who does chesed. That's someone who goes lifnim mishuras hadin, more than the din requires. This means this. A person, if there's a dispute or an interaction between two people as to who should this belong to, and according to law it belongs to me, so the chosid, even though according to the law it belongs to me, he'll say, you keep it. He's the mevater. It's mine, but you keep it. And the world needs both. You can't have a world where you give everything away. We have to know what belongs to Reuben, what belongs to Shimon, and what belongs to Levi. On the other hand, though, if everything is going to be in exactness of the law, then where is compassion? Where is mercy? Where is charity? Where is kindness? So you need both. And the world was created with both. The beginning of the Sefer Torah, so Rashi brings, he says that the first pasuk says, Bereshis Bara Elokim. Elokim is the shame of Hashem for law. Elokim Zu Bezdin. That's for law and order. Later on, it states, "V'yeh ma'aseis Hashem Elokim eretz v'shamayim." On the day which Hashem Elokim, that uses two names of Hashem. And the first one is Hashem, which is rachamim, which is compassion. So Rashi asks why. Shebitkila ola b'machshav v'divreisu b'minas adin. In the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create a world that would run strictly with justice and law and order. But then he saw that the world could not exist like this. So therefore, what did he do? Higdum midas rachamim b'shotfo. So therefore he decided that the world is also going to have this element. And he used both. So both are necessary. This is why, for example, to give one example, the Chazal tell us that one of the reasons that was Chorve Yushalayim, one of the reasons why Yushalayim was destroyed during the Great Destruction was because Ha'amidu Divreihem al Din Teira. Because the people were too exact on everything. They wanted to know, what is the law? Is it mine or is it yours? If it's mine, it's mine, and if it's yours, it's yours. And even though we might think, what's wrong with Emiru Divrei Hanaldin Torah, that everybody is exacting when it comes to their possessions and their money, because they left no room for chesed. And the world needs both. A person must conduct his life both with deen and with chesed. These are two great pillars. Like it states that the world stands on three pillars: on Gemilas Chasodim, Al Avoda, and Al Torah. Now, Avraham was this great pillar of chesed, and actually, when we think of it, we can see how great he was. Because if someone teaches another person Torah, he has a place in the Yeshiva Shalmala and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yeshiva. And if someone teaches Torah to a Ben Amoretz, to a son of a boor, so he can even revert and reverse the decrees of Hashem. So if Avraham went and he taught Torah to almost the whole world, he brought Torah into the world and he taught. And he taught Torah to the sons of so many wicked people. So we see what kind of individual Avraham was. His son Yitzchok was known as the pillar of Avoda, of Deen. Yitzchok was different. He was the pillar of Deen, of justice, of what's right and wrong. We don't have time to go into an explanation, but this is what Yitzchok was. So Eliezer, when he came to the well, he said as follows. He says, firstly, for someone to come into my master's Avraham's house, she's going to have to be a balas chesed. She's going to have to be great in the quality of chesed. Otherwise, how can she come into Avraham's house? She's going to have to be able to give and give from herself. Secondly, he said that Yitzchok, he was great when it came to justice and right and wrong. But the world needs both. So therefore the best bride for him would be someone who's great in chesed. And then you'll have hashlama, one will complement the other. One is so great in justice, and the other is so great in chesed and compassion, then it'll be a perfect match. One will complement the other. So therefore, Eliezer said, this will be the test. And notice how he tested her. He said that if I'll come to her and I'll say, please give me a little water to drink. And she'll say, here is some water. The Ganga Malecho Ashke, and also I will give drink to your camels. Then Esha Echachto, then it'll be proven that this is the one for my master's house. He tested her with a double chesed. First he said, give me water to drink. And that wasn't enough. And if on her own she'll tell me, I'll also give to your camels, then Esha Echachto. In other words, he wanted the ultimate chesed. The first level was not enough. Because maybe she's giving to drink because I asked her. See. And she's ashamed to refuse. If you ask someone to do you a favor and they do it, it's a favor. But who says it's the ultimate of goodness? They were asked, so they did it. The motivation came externally, not internally. That was not Avraham. Nobody asked Avraham to do chesed. Nobody asked Avraham to take care of the angels. Nobody asked Avraham to teach Torah. So he says, I have to test her on both levels. And if on her own she'll say, after you have drunk, I will bring for your camels also, then I will know that she is at the ultimate of chesed and she can come into my master's house. Then it states, he gave her these gifts. Eliezer, if he knew what he was doing, then Eliezer was a great Talmud Chochem. The Gemara says he was. So he was a great Talmud Chochem. It says he gave her these gifts. What were the gifts he gave? He gave her Nezim Zov. He gave her golden rings, Beka Mishkole. which were the weight of a half a shekel of gold. Shnei tzmidim al yodeha, two bracelets for her hands, which were the weight of 10 shekels of gold. Incidentally, this is a tremendous, this was a very, very valuable gift. Now the Medrash says, and Rashi brings, Nezim zor beka mishkolei, the rings which he gave her, which were a half of shekel, that was to an implication of the korbonis, of the sacrifices, because later on Klal Yisrael would be asked when they went out of Egypt to give half a shkolim to buy the korbonis sibur, to buy the public sacrifices. So this represented the sacrifices. The sacrifices, avoda, that was Yitzchok. He was the one who gave himself as a sacrifice. I mean, this attribute. And this is the Amud HaYirav Adin. This is known as, this is built on justice and on law. So here he was referring to that. Two rings he gave her, two bracelets. The Medrash says, what did this represent? This was representative of the Shnei Luches, of the two tablets. Asor Zov, and the weight of 10 shkolim, this was representative of the 10 commandments written on the two tablets. So the first gift was representative of the sacrifice, and the second gift was representative of the 10 commandments, the tablets, which is Torah. He said that my master son Yitzchak, he is the pillar of Avoda, the service in the Beis HaMikdash, which basically was Din, justice. You are Chesed. You will complement each other, and from you will come, and from this match will come the perfection of Torah. Torah is made up of both. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with both, Torah is both. It has both Chesed and Din. And from you will come someone who encompasses both. And that was Yaakov. Abraham was the first pillar of Chesed, and Yitzchok was the second pillar of Avoda, of law and justice. And from them came Yaakov, who was the perfection of Torah. So this is why he tested her with this. Firstly, to come into Avraham's house, you're going to have to be the ultimate in Chesed. Secondly, for his son, who would be the ultimate in justice, then there must be the complement of Chesed. And then together will come out the perfection of Torah, which was Yaakov. And this is why he, in all of this, he implied with the gifts that he gave her. So this explains to us the test, explains to us this Amud of Chesed, and it explains to us that the two great features of Abraham and Sora, that they the Chazal tell us they are the ones who paved the way and taught Klal Yisrael Chesed, and also they paved the way for teaching of Torah. These were not two features. These were one feature. Because someone who learns Torah for himself, that's called Torah, but it's not a Torah Shel Chesed. Someone who learns Torah to teach to others, that becomes a Torah Shel Chesed.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.